Greetings, lovely listeners. Today, I'm going to share with you an experience me, my students and faculty, my School of Metaphysics Intuitive Insights. I'm going to share with you an experience we had 2 weeks ago when we worked our twice a year Galveston Metaphysical Fair that we love to work together. I'm going to share with you an experience with that. It's hopefully going to teach you some business sense, which is super important. I know I talk a lot about mediumship development and how to strengthen your mediumship in this, but I'm not going to stop the podcast there. Because if you've taken classes from me, I'm very big on if you work so hard to develop your mediumship, then let's get you out there sharing it with people. I do think we are all meant to do it. I'm sorry if you're a listener and you're in the classroom and you're developing your mediumship and you're like, I'm never going to share this with people. I'm comfy. I'm just here for the inner journey and the inner work. I don't think I'll ever share it with people. Well, I disagree with you. This is just my path and my belief. I think if we all take these years of this time and put ourselves in development for years and years for some, and we pay this good money, I don't think it's meant our mediumship to be closeted. I think we are meant to be out there sharing it with people and helping them embrace and develop their own intuition, sensitivity, mediumship, and psychic abilities. So this podcast today is going to help you not develop your mediumship, so to speak, but maybe instill in you a little bit of confidence to step out there and charge and share your services, your abilities, and also to instill a little bit of business sense on how you can work with the public differently, and that change is good, all right? So 2 weeks ago, my students and I, we worked our fair in Galveston, and this is our fourth year to be a part of this fair. It's a pricey fair to work, but well worth it. We rent our own room at this convention center. The room rental fee is $600 American dollars. Now, going into the fair, I always like to have some help paying that rental fee. So what I offer my students is if you want to DEM and work with the crowd that enters our room, we will get you on the schedule, and it's $30 for 30 minutes to DEM. That's what I charge them. And so in the past, they have paid that very reasonable price, I think, and they've gotten audiences where they can practice their mediumship and grow with their DEM abilities as I help them navigate the crowd and place their contacts from spirit. And we'd never charged for these demonstrations. People would go to this fair when they walked into our room. They would get a free demonstration. Sometimes we'd do free little lectures. Sometimes we'd sell product. We'd always offer one-to-one sessions too. So this fair would be 8 hours, so there would be a variety. And it was a really good deal for the public. They could just sit in our room and see beautiful mediumship. Well, a month or two ago, we were informed before the fair happened, that, you know, 2 weeks ago, that we would no longer be able to sell product or give one-to-one sessions. We were only allowed to teach and demonstrate in our room. And this it changed everything, because the way that my students made money to help them make back that $30 DEM fee was they were able to give the private sessions and they were able to sell product. And I just thought, what are we going to do now? And I thought, well, we're obviously, you know, and this is where business sense comes into play. When one door closes, you find another. Sometimes you have to take a shovel or a pick and you have to carve out your new door. You know, you really got to be proactive at this. So I thought about it and I thought, how can we cover the $600 room fee? Well, I can get my students to demonstrate. They'll pay their little $30 fee. But how do they make that money back? They can't give a session. What do we do? And I just thought, you know what? We have to charge. We have to charge a room fee. We have to charge a cover charge to enter our room. It has to happen. And I went on this whole reflection of, we've been doing this for free for how long? We have people that we know love what we do. They come to our room. They sit there for hours every 6 months for years. And yet, listeners, I doubted that people would pay. I doubted they would pay a $5 an hour room fee, which was absurd. But yet, a month or two ago, I was terrified that we wouldn't make any money. And I wanted my students to make money. I wanted my, so to speak, employees or working mediums to profit. And I thought, we're going to charge. And I thought, well, if I'm going to charge, we need to offer more than just free demonstrations with 7 mediums. And I thought, this is a crowd at the Galveston Fair that I have no idea if they want to develop. I know they like watching the mediumship, but we've got to teach some classes. If I'm going to teach classes to the public, I know they've got to be short, and a lot of them, and variation. Okay, what can we put on the schedule? Okay, I'm going to do a tarot class. I know Joda loves that. Let me slot her for 30 minutes. She's going to have to do it for free, though. And if we sell, she gets a cut of the wristbands or cover fees sold. Okay, let me pull in Freedom to do a spirit guide meditation. There's people that love the meditations, and everyone loves spirit guides. Okay, let's have more audience interaction, and let me get Misty with her bubbly personality to do a psychic game show. Let me, you know what? I know people know me. They want to see me dim, so let me schedule a 30-minute dim in, but let me teach for an hour a beginner intuition development workshop, and let me put it at the beginning so the ones who are ready to go and develop will pay. And I'm going to charge in addition to the wristband fee for that. And let's see, what else did I have? What other classes did I have? I had like another class or two on there. And I'd rotate a 30-minute class, then a student dimming for 30 minutes. And I put together this amazing variated schedule of classes, 30 minutes short, and then 30-minute short dims. Plus my hour and a half workshop at the beginning of the day. So the overall costs that we were looking at charging the public were my workshop for the first hour and a half, where you got a 30-minute dim with me for free, was a $50 charge. And that included all day access into our room for all the classes and future student dims. Or if you didn't want to buy that $50 pass, you could pay $5 an hour starting after my workshop, or buy a $20 wristband after my workshop for my student dims and classes. That's what was proposed. And so I put all this up on my website. And again, there's a lot of business sense being taught here, listeners. We live in a day and age where people are not planners. I knew, even though I put my buyer wristband on my website, people could pre-purchase. I knew they wouldn't buy it then. I literally sold, I think, 2 wristbands before the fair began. I knew, though, that people are day of. And we sold at least 30 wristbands, I think, the day of the fair, which was wonderful. And I sold at least, I think, 5 or 6 slots for my workshop, which was amazing. And needless to say, we had some people pay the $5 an hour fee too and come into my room watching the students with that. But needless to say, when you put together all the money we brought in and you look at the money my students paid me for $30 dim fee and what I made on my workshop, all the wristbands, everything, not only were we able to cover our $600 room rental fee, but my students made back their $30 they paid me to dim, plus that and more. Not much more, but they did. And I'm sharing this experience with you listeners because I want you to get out there. I want you to take your beautiful self with your beautiful mediumship, and I want you to own it, and I want you to figure out ways on how to survive with it. And yes, that's making money. And you have to have a return to your mediumship. So let's look at some things we can learn from what me, my students, and faculty have grueled through in the past 4 years, which we've loved it. We've loved working this fair. We really loved working it 2 weeks ago because we felt our worth. We came into confidence that, yes, we can charge a room fee, and holy hell, we've been giving away some really good stuff for free for the past 3 years. But you know what? We can charge now for it, especially if we tack on a workshop, 30-minute free classes that people love, variation in deming, rotating with classes. We are worth it. And listeners, I want you to know that you are worth it. Second thing I want you to know is that don't underestimate how much people love experiences. If you are thinking that you're just going to put on your booking site a 30-minute session of mediumship and that's it, let me tell you something. People love options. People love the freedom of the choice, right? And if you put on your website 30-minute mediumship, 30-minute meet a spirit guide guided meditation, 30-minute how do I connect with a loved one, myself session, I promise you, if you think you won't book that meditation or beginner 101 mediumship service, you're wrong. And Galveston taught me that 2 weeks ago. Do not underestimate the power of how much people want the experience to relax and connect. Do not underestimate how much people will want more than just you being the medium. And you can give this to people. So that's the second thing I want you to learn, right? Is that the power of options and choice for your people. And the third thing I want you to learn is, what's the third thing going to be here? Let go of the fear. Let go of the fear in all of this. I was afraid when I was told we couldn't give sessions and sell product anymore with this Galveston fair. I thought about dropping the fair, to be honest, but it's such a valuable asset for my students and the space it gives us for them to grow in. Now it's about making money too. It never was about making money though. We were giving it away for free, but now it is about making money in addition to all the growth that we have done in that Spinnaker room at the San Luis Convention Center in Galveston, Texas, at the Metaphysical Fair twice a year. Variation is good. People want the experience. Don't underestimate yourself. Offer the choices and charge. If you want to be successful at this, to my listeners that want to be a successful professional medium, whether it's your full-time job or part-time, you have to be open to change, to working with that ebb and flow, to the tidal waves that come, and you have to be business smart. You have to know people, know your audience, try new things, variate, and go with the punches. Because if you just get knocked down and stay down, nothing's going to happen. So you evolve and you shift and you mold and you look at every new change you have to make as a beta phase. And then you learn what works and what doesn't. That's what you do. And you don't give up. And I promise you, the more types of experiences and services you can offer people, and the more you're willing to shift and change those to the shift and change that people and your audience and your community goes through, the more successful you're going to be. I promise you, that's what my whole 12 years has been about. It's just being okay with change and shifting and shaping things differently. And and just putting yourself out on that ledge and just, you know, it's scary. You know, it's scary to step out on that ledge and be seen more and offer new things, but it's well worth it. So this is a podcast that isn't really about mediumship development, but it's about business savviness and 101 and surviving and shifting and changing with what you offer. And 2 weeks ago in Galveston, I learned that, boy, I wish we would have done it beforehand. I can do it on my own with my business and my services, but I needed to do it with my school and this fair. And I wish I would have done it years ago before I was pushed into only having classes and DEMS in that space at the fair. I wish I would have done it years ago. I shouldn't have needed that kick in the butt. So let it be a lesson to you. And I hope this serves you well with your business ventures that you will go on and hopefully embrace because of listening to this podcast. I hope it serves you well. Until next time, listeners.